How are you, Cookie?
Hey, I'm introduced as the expert tipster now.
Professional gambler, be careful.
Mate, it's a much needed win that week, last week, especially with Loz writing me off last week. Yeah. And just a quick question for you, Loz. Are you also on the New South Wales Blues selection as well?
No, Cookie. As I said to you previously, mate, you're my favourite. I would have had you
it's
in
not
the
what
team.
He said off air, Cookie. He's saying happy 1,000%.
How did you go, Cookie? Because we all thought that you were going to be in that team, and we've said it on this program. We think you're playing better football than what you have in the past, and in particular, a lot better than what you were last year, and you've missed out. So what was the phone call like from Freddie, and how disappointed were you?
Yeah, no, I'm happy with how I've been travelling this year, for sure. And obviously, always knew going, the Origin selection, it's always, Appy's playing great footy, even though the Tigers aren't, anywhere up the top of the ladder at the moment, I still think he's been playing a really good brand of footy. So, and he's the incumbent nine for that side. And, it was always going to be sort of, I'd like to think, 50-50 between us going into it. So, I got a call from Freddie, which I really appreciated. He didn't rush the call either. We had a really good long chat on the phone, not just about footy and everything, but, just about everything else. So I really appreciated that from him. But, straight off the bat, he just told me the way he was going and why, and went from there. So, it was quite disappointing, the news, as obviously I was going to be. I love that jersey, and it's some of the best memories and some of the best moments in your playing career, as you know, Loz, at Origin Arena. So, it's probably going to, watching next Wednesday, it'll be tough because you're going to be wishing you're out there because you know what the feeling's like. But, it is what it is. And, I like the side they've picked. A couple of names going in there, I'm sure they're going to do a great job.
Cookie, how much, in your opinion, does that combination with Appy, Cleary, Luai play a part? And obviously you mentioned he's the incumbent as well.
Yeah, I think... I heard Freddie say something about, the combinations in big games. And, they're talking obviously about Appy, Yowie and Cleary. And Jerome there in, grand finals. They won a couple there. So, and obviously played in Origin as well. So I think, they're probably talking about when times get tough and they're on the back foot in the game, they might be able to all come together a bit better because of that natural combination that they have. I know Appy's not at Penrith now, but he played a long time there and built a lot of combinations there as well. So, that's where I missed out. And that's how it happened. But oh well. And I know they'll go out and get the job done. I think I like the side. Obviously, love to be in there. But there's a couple in there, and I'm sure going to cause a ruckus next Wednesday night and get the job done for us.
And just following on from our discussion a few minutes ago, no doubt Latrell and Appy would be blueing in camp after Latrell's just, said that you're the best by a mile.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's by a mile. I love Latrell, and obviously he's, just supporting his club teammate there. And, I think that's all it was. And I don't think Appy will be fazed at all by those comments at all. He's a pretty laid-back fella, Appy. He's pretty relaxed and not much has fazed him. So I doubt there'd be any confrontation in camp because of those comments. And I'm sure you ask Nate, he'll say the same thing probably with the history he's had with Appy. So, just teammates looking after teammates and supporting them, I think.
Well, you've got to put the disappointment aside, Cookie, and focus on this week against the Raiders. But South Sydney as a team, you had a good block there where, seven straight victories and things were humming and everything looked like you were going to go into that game against the Eels and get another 2 points. But in the end, you were defeated by 20 points from the Eels. So tell us about that game and what happened in your eyes.
Yeah, mate, it's been a big couple of months for us here. Playing some really good footy and played some good sides. And, I think just on the weekend, we definitely knew they were going to come out firing because, they've had a bad couple of weeks and they want to play some good footy and start winning again where they deserve to be with the side they've got. And I think just their second phase, we worried too much about their offloads and sort of let their attack dictate how we defended as well. So I think I spoke to you guys about the offloads, how dangerous they could be, but I think we gave that too much respect, and the trouble they caused us off the back of that and from the start of the game really put a lot of work into us, which by the end of the game just tired us out. You know, I think we're way off where we were, where we have been as well. But a lot of credit's got to go to them. We thought they were really good as well, and it showed on the scoreline. So we haven't conceded that many points in, I think, probably the last month, but did it all in one game. So a disappointing drop for us in the way we lost. But, you know, all we can do now is let that be a little slip-up and get straight back on in the winner's circle and get back to South Sydney footy this week, because Canberra actually very quite similar with their second phase stuff. So I think there's a lot of learnings we can take out of the Para game for this weekend.
Yeah, Cookie, how's the debrief been with your coach? Because he made it pretty clear he felt Parramatta was certainly more motivated in a number of areas. What's the last couple of days been like?
Yeah, we had training on Monday and review. That was a pretty honest review of where we went wrong. And I think everyone's just got to take ownership of their mistakes in that game and move forward from it. And like I said, it's been a big couple of months, and we know the footy we can play. So I think that was a good learning curve for us as a team, that, you know, our process is going to be what works for us and not to let other teams dictate how we do things. And for me personally, on the weekend, I think that was a big one for us. You know, letting their second phase go too much, worrying about their second phase sort of footy too much, and that's where they broke us down quite well. And off the back of that, they ran away at the game. So Moses was another one. Our kicking game wasn't spot on, and Moses's was. So that was a big difference in field position as well.
How's Campbell Graham, mate? He obviously would have been disappointed that he missed out on that New South Wales squad. He was named 18th man, but he had to pull out because he couldn't train during the week. Do you think he'll be right to go on the weekend?
I honestly don't know, but the last few weeks for us, he's been needling it up. And a big part of, I think, pulling out of the Origin one, he didn't feel like he could give himself to the Origin team and be able to train. And as 18th, 19th, 2021 players, you've got a big responsibility in there to make sure the standard is high, and putting a lot of effort into those sessions. So he wouldn't have been probably able to train all week and give himself to the team. So I think that was a big part why he had to, I guess, sacrifice that 18, number 18 jersey and pull out of the squad. So that'd be a big tough call for someone who's been in and around that arena and, you know, could easily be playing in that game as well.
Just this Origin period, Cookie, just considering how tight the competition is, Loz has been saying that, you know, this could make or break some sides, particularly the ones in contention or around top four contention. What do you think the key is to handling this little period for your club to ensure that you come through it on the other side?
Yeah, I think we've definitely got ourselves off to a good start, which definitely helps getting through there. We're going to have some guys come back as well, but it's all about managing loads and training loads for us as well. We haven't had the bye either, and we won't get one till round 16. So it's about finding little breaks where you can give your body a rest where possible. But your next man up sort of mentality from the guys in the reserve grade have got to be ready to go, and we've got a few ready to go this weekend as well, and we're getting numbers back, which is also going to be good. But for those teams that, you know, I've got a lot in there in Origin, I guess we've got three of them. We've got to find a way to manage their train loads, and if we don't need them to back up, that'll be a bonus for us as well. So we've got to make sure we're playing good footy and don't put pressure on the coach, all those star players in Origin, to feel like they need to come back and play. So hopefully we can have a good game this weekend and maybe get the boys a rest off next week.
Is that right? You don't have a bye until round 16, Cookie?
I'm pretty sure.
Jeez, that's got to be a great advantage at the end of the year, because you've still got three buys up your sleeve.
Well, I think, I can't remember how the split rounds go, but yeah, our other buy is like 2 weeks before finals. So it's a big big gap, obviously late in the start of the year, but we can also look at that buy at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's a really positive
there,
yeah.
Where we don't have to, you know, we could also use that as the rest weekend, and then, you know, most lately teams have been resting players in that final round. We might be able to play with everyone that game and go into the finals, not with a week off, which could be really good as well.
That might work out in your favour, I think.
Yeah, like if we can get through these periods and get through it, which it has been a tough start of the year, as you can see in the competition, it's very tight. A lot of few teams on 16 and 14, so you can't be giving up games anywhere really at the moment. But I feel if we're finishing off strong at the end of the year, that bye might come in real handy for us.
Well, as our in-form expert Wednesday tipster, what have you got for us today?
I've got race 5, Beautiful Heart at Canterbury today.
Race 5, number 4, $3.50, James McDonald, Chris Waller for our listeners. Race 5, number 4, Beautiful Heart. And no doubt you poured through the form in the video for that one, Cookie.
Mate, did all the research. I've got to now. As an expert tipper, I've got to put that extra effort in.
So true.
You can learn a
lot of expectation.
I listen. That's what knowledge is, listening.
Mate, I needed that one. Needed that one last week. Back on, going for two in a row today.
Good luck, Cookie.
Good on you, Cookie. Thanks so much, mate.
Thanks, guys. See ya.